on Strike It Rich, a popular television program, the master of ceremonies interviewed a five-year-old child whose father was in the U.S. Army serving in Korea. The child wanted to strike it rich for a new bed and a larger apartment. Let's listen in to the child's problem.
All of a sudden, you wanna rap now? Uncharted territory like Jules Booty and Platinum will get you capped down miraculously. My trigger fingers in my pocket, reaching for pineapple papers, a lighter, a sticky chocolate. Pop a collar to be enabled to live in a way. Too many so-called soldiers in hip-hop is scared straight and broken sadness with dusty cars on their carports. That broke brother on the corner would be lucky to find some dry cardboard to store his beloved belongings in. Let me take a couple of moments to tell you what kind of sick world we harvesting. There's a big difference between mainstream rap and underground and mainstream. You have to watch your back. In underground, the likelihood of you getting capped is slim to none unless you flash around a big ass strap. In mainstream, you need disses to push some units. The underground's got spitters that cause contusions. The mainstream's checking for that new 50 cent record. The underground sands buck 50 a letter to denim. The mainstream complains Napsters killing SoundScan. The underground relies on Napster as part of the plan to come up in life for people to listen to the ambition. Wishing that spitting would fulfill their own mission, to change it around this crap game to a state of living uncomparably opposite to living this life in prison.
Big names, big lights shining in your eyes. Don't be swept up in the facade and feed into the lies. Buying into false realities, get your beliefs compromised. So we between the lines, the game to redefine. Big names, big lights shining in your eyes. Don't be swept up in the facade and feed into the lies. Buying into false realities, get your beliefs compromised. So we between the lines.
With one hand I place the pieces in order. Truth disorders making it harder for us to get further. Monopolies of hypocrisy dismissing my creativity, then asking me to praise Jehovah, making it easy for these posers to get over. With crummy raps it's funny that most of these cats with skill won't ever get a deal unless they rock some joints with radio appeal. You can't tell me that stuff on the radio is real. Go get some authentic disc jocks to bump the other 90% of music that never gets played. Why is it this way? Well, it's basically the same thing you see during political campaigns. That is to say, these big companies are the ones that pay the finances for advertisements. That's how the ruling class rules with the iron fist, holding on to their assets with a tight grip. It's all set up for us to lose, set up for us to snooze, becoming programmed without the ability to choose. We're all getting used, I get enthused by the people that say what they need to, even though it causes for the secret services to peep you. Got a government agent after you, trying to delete you. The axis of evil is right in front of you. It's just difficult to see through the illusion and masquerade.
Big names, big lights shining in your eyes. Don't be swept up in the facade and feed into the lies. Buying into false realities, get your beliefs compromised. So we between the lines, we came to redefine. Big names, big lights shining in your eyes. Don't be swept up in the facade and feed into the lies. Buying into false realities, get your beliefs compromised. So we between the lines, we came to redefine.
I would like to continue with an examination of time. From the moment we enter this life, we are in the flow of it. We measure it and we mark it. We cannot defy it. We cannot even speed it up or slow it down. Or can we? Have we not each experienced the sensation that a beautiful moment seemed to pass too quickly? And wished that we could make it linger. Or felt time slow on a dull day. And wished that we could speed things up a bit.
Yeah, you got it.